The river Ganges, by which the king sat to fast, carries the most auspicious water, which is mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and tulsi leaves. Therefore, that water sanctifies the three worlds, inside and outside, and even sanctifies Lord Shiva and other demigods. Consequently, everyone who is destined to die must take shelter of this river. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikit, just after receiving the news of his death within 7 days, at once retired from family life and shifted himself to the sacred banks of the Jamuna River. Generally, it is said that the king took shelter on the bank of the Ganges, but according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the king took shelter on the bank of the Jamuna. Srila Jiva Goswami's statement appears to be more accurate because of the geographical situation. Maharaj Parikit resided in his capital, Hastinapur, situated near present-day Delhi, and the river Jamuna flows down past the city. Naturally, the king would take shelter of the river Jamuna because she was flowing past his palace door. And as far as sanctity is concerned, the river Jamuna is more directly connected with Lord Krishna than the Ganges. The Lord sanctified the river Jamuna from the beginning of his transcendental pastimes in this world. While his father Vasudev was crossing the Yamuna with the baby Lord Krishna for a safe place at Gokul, on the other banks of the river from Mathura, the Lord fell down in the river, and by the dust of his lotus feet, the river at once became sanctified. It is especially mentioned herein that Maharaj Parikit took shelter of that particular river, which is beautifully flowing, carrying the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, mixed with tulsi leaves. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are always besmeared with tulsi leaves, and thus, as soon as his lotus feet contact the water of the Ganges and the Jamuna, the rivers become at once sanctified. The Lord, however, contacted the river Jamuna more than the Ganges. According to the Varaha Purana, as quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami, there is no difference between the water of the Ganges and that of the Jamuna. But when the water of the Ganges is sanctified 100 times, it is called the Jamuna. Similarly, it is said in the scriptures that 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Rama, and three names of Lord Ram are equal to one name of Krishna.